Welcome to the Joplin and Andrea podcast. Thank you for joining us today where we discuss all things faith, family, and fun. It is good to be back at the podcast desk.
Yes, it is. We're glad you're joining us today. We have a great show lined out for you. Today we're going to be talking about influence, fireworks on the 4th of July, and the incredible news that we did finally get rid of one of our dogs.
Incredible news indeed. I'm excited to talk about that in a little bit. But first of all, we're going to start off today discussing influence. Andrea, a few weeks ago, you mentioned this as a topic that we could discuss, and it's been something you've continued to kind of have on your heart. So, you know, what made you want to talk about influence?
I wanted to talk about influence because so often the power of influence is overlooked, and we don't realize the power that we hold in and of ourselves to potentially change somebody's entire, you know, future or life, or invest in them in ways that they never may get from anywhere else. And so it's really dear to my heart. People have influenced me, and I've had the great opportunity to influence others. So anyway, Joplin, what comes to mind when you think of who have impacted you in your past?
Well, first thing, you know, is I think back to my childhood, and my parents had a great impact on my life. And then the friends that I eventually, you know, the friend group of people that I became a part of influenced my life. And really, in that first portion of my life, unfortunately, I didn't have the best influence.
Yeah.
Not making excuses for my poor decisions, but it's just the truth that the people that you spend your life with, your friends and your family, have a great impact on you. But there were others who did try to turn me around and help me get on the right path. I think of teachers that actually had significant impact in my life, and it wasn't for a few years that the things they said to me, the ways they cared for me, it wasn't a few years until those things began to take shape in my life and there was any fruit of all of their labors.
Yeah.
But they did have a great impact on me. And then since that time, I think about the last 20 years, I think of Zane Brooks, who was our pastor in Wellington for several years, who helped me, introduced me into the ministry, you know. And I learned a lot of things by watching him. Chris Rumfelt, a good friend of ours that has had a significant impact on my life and my view of ministry, and you've had a great impact in my life. Probably the most influential person in my life by far is going to be my wife. So, you know, those are all kind of big topic impact, life impact scenarios, but you mentioned that we kind of underestimate our power of influence. And when I hear that, what I hear is that influence is more than just the big earth-shattering people that, you know, have lifelong impact in our life, but that daily there are things that we can do to impact people. So, you know, what do you mean by the small things and how we might underestimate our impact?
What I mean by that is that often it's just so overlooked in the day-to-day life, you know. Maybe our neighbor comes over, or we have a couple of young teens down the street that stop by sometimes just because they're bored, they're looking for something to do. You know, so often there's even people that are placed in our lives that don't have good influences at home, and they're looking for something, somebody to just invest for a few minutes. And like you said, when you were younger, people invested, and it wasn't until years later that you realize their investment and actually put some of those things to practice. But we overlook those things, you know, at work. I'm going to share a story, and it was kind of cool because I actually had mentioned this topic before this young lady shared this testimony with me. But she had some coworkers that were kind of tough to handle, and wanting to just rub off a negative vibe, and she really went home and prayed about it and sought God about it, and came back and she told me, you know what? She said, God opened a door for me to share with them what he's done in my life. And she said, I never would have thought that. And so even those little things, you know, sometimes that are nagging or just we get tired of them, or we'd rather not deal with them if we'll take the time to pray about them and look for opportunities that we can be positive, we can invest, we can sow into their lives, you never know what the outcome is going to be. So little things like that that we just were looking for.
Amen.
Might make the difference. So take a minute for us, if you will, and define what the power of influence is.
Well, let's define influence, that word. I think that's an important word to define, because I really think we've lost sight of what that word means in a world of social media. In fact, there is a whole new term out there of influencers, as if that is their job. And that basically means somebody that has a huge social media following. And there are good and bad influencers, if we use that term. But when we talk about influence here today, we're not talking about people with a massive social media following. And the reason for that is that in the end, when it's all said and done, I think we're going to find that those aren't actually influencers. I think that's a really poor word. In fact, it's kind of like a prideful, they think they're something special because they're influencers, but who are they really influencing? When you think, I want our listeners to think, I want you to think about who really has influenced you, shaped you, and molded you into the person you are right now. It wasn't somebody with a million social media followers. You know, maybe you watch videos on social media, maybe you have certain people that you do like, but what type of real influence do they have on your life? And you're going to find it's incredibly minimal. And so when we talk about influence, influence, and it's probably, if I was to give a really simple definition, it is the power to motivate people to make decisions. So influence means having power to motivate people to make decisions. And this can be bad influence or good influence. And so when we talk about influence, that's what we're talking about, is power to motivate people. And that requires trust. Mm-hmm. And this is why influencers, if we want to use that word, social media influencers aren't really influencers at all. You can't really trust somebody you've never met, you don't know, you never even sat and had a meal with them. And so you will find the people that truly influence us the most are family, parents, friends, and I really feel like this segment is leading towards the overall question of how can we, as people of faith, Christians, God-honoring, God-loving people, how can we, the church, be a people of influence in a world that so desperately needs hope? And, you know, I'll go back to what I said. We have to be trusted. We must be trusted. People will not be influenced, even if what you say is true. You will find that in the world and realm of influence, it has very little to do with what you're saying, if it's true or not. Influence comes down to trust. And we first and foremost have to live what we preach. If we are not consistent, if our lives are not consistent with the words that we say, with the things we're telling people that they need to be influenced by, if we're not influenced by our own words, if our actions aren't consistent with what we say, we won't have influence, trust. And nothing opens up the door for influence like love. You will find all humans are created in the image of God. And no matter how bad their life is, no matter how angry they may have become, no matter how hurtful they may be or have been hurt, all of us as humans desire to be loved. Yeah. And love, true love, I'm not talking phony plastic, but I'm talking true, sincere love for people. There's something about it that can just be, I don't know the right word for it. It's like you know in your heart. when somebody truly cares for you.
Yeah, it's genuine.
And you just know. And you will find that when somebody knows you genuinely love them, you appreciate them, you care for them, they matter to you, that the door begins to open up for influence and people begin to care a little bit about what you say. So, Andrea, let's kind of wrap up this session with the question of some practical ways. What ways can our listeners improve on their influence? What can they do when they go to work next week on Monday morning to have this attitude of, this day, I'm going to use my life to be an influence to the people around me? What are some practical things people can be thinking about and doing?
I just like to encourage people to invest, to remember that word and put that word to practice. And sometimes investment is hard because we go to work or we go to the neighbor next door or we go to our friend's house or acquaintances, or you run into somebody at the grocery store. And sometimes it's hard because we don't always get the result that we're expecting. But I just want to follow that with encouraging people to continue to invest, because that's what makes the difference, is when we continue to invest in people, we continue to believe in them, we continue to, promote in them the positive things that they could be doing in their life and that God wants to do in their life. And so I just want to encourage people to take time, whether it's at work or school or at the park, wherever it's at, to invest in people. And then pray for them. That's a really big thing too. You know, the testimony I shared earlier, God did something and there was time spent in prayer. And so, I know a lot of the people that influenced you in the school system were people who were spending time praying for you. And there's a lot of just different situations, and each one is unique, but just do what God's leading you to do. If He's putting somebody on your heart, it's for a reason. And so act upon it, do something, even if it's something just small, but be aware of just how important you are in the lives of others. And so be somebody who helps make change. And I know I look back at my own life and there was people who believed in me, and there was times they shouldn't have believed in me because I was making bad choices, and they knew it, but they didn't care because they saw the potential and they saw that there was so much more there. And so I'm thankful for those people that God placed in my life, and I all the more just want to help be that for others. So look for those opportunities this week. Yeah.
I would add to that there needs to be an intentional mindset that I'm going to invest in people. And you, because we have like internet access everywhere we go these days, it's easy on break time to just get on your phone.
Yeah.
Check your Facebook feed, your social media feeds, emails, whatever. And then before you know it, your break's over. And we live in a world where people rarely talk to each other like they used to. This is not only true of strangers. I mean, you go back 20 years ago and you would sit in a busy area and you have strangers talking to each other.
Yeah.
Now, even in the workplace where people aren't strangers, break time comes and there's no conversation. Everybody's on their phone. And so first thing you talk about investing in people, you're going to have to be intentional about putting down the phone and finding those moments when there's the opportunity for conversation. You use them for conversation.
Yeah, stop the neighbor outside. Talk to him for a few minutes. Invite somebody over for dinner. And
I would encourage you to believe the best in people. You know, there's a real negative mindset that kind of permeates our culture that nobody cares, nobody wants to listen. And I just disagree with that. It's just not true. I mean, humans are humans. And like I said, everybody wants to be loved.
Yes.
And And everybody wants to be invested into. I don't care how many people try to tell me otherwise. I will never believe different. It's just not true. God created us to need these things. And so believe the best in people. Believe that they want to be helped. Start there.
Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be a small pocket of people that don't, but it's not the majority. People want to be helped. They want to be invested in. They want to be talked to. They want to be loved. And so start with that. And then next, you got to say something. You know, just be an encourager. I think a lot of times we don't invest, we don't have influence because we're just so afraid to talk. We're afraid to say something. And man, you got to break past that. Get out of your comfort zone and put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, would I be encouraged if somebody was going to say the same things I'm about to say? And just say it. You know, live what you preach. And then a couple final tips on influence that I think are really important, especially from the Christian perspective. And that is that, number one, be honest when you fail. We don't ever want to come across as if we have all the answers, we always get it right. That sends this signal of arrogance that is unhealthy, and it diminishes influence when people see us that way. So be honest mm-hmm. when you fail. Be humble. Don't come across as, you know, the person that has all the answers. Be humble. Be truthful. And then finally, listen. You're not always going to agree with every point of view, but take time to listen. You know, recently I tried to encourage somebody that's just really struggling with whether or not they believe in God, whether or not God is good, how it's possible that that God could be a good God after all that they've been through. And, you know, I'm 40 years old now. I've learned to listen. But when I was 20, 23, 24, 25, I would have cut the person off and been, I got the answer for that. And I've learned you got to listen to people.
Yeah.
And just listen to their story before you try to provide a response. And so this is about being genuine with people, loving people, having conversation with people. And man, we want to encourage our listeners, understand that you are people of influence, right? There's only so much that we can do. There's only so much Andrea and I can do. And real influence, deep, lasting influence happens at the personal level. It doesn't happen by the few social media gurus that have millions of followers. It happens on a personal level. So the question is, who is in your life that you can be personal with and be a positive influence, ultimately leading these people to a knowledge and understanding of God? And so, yeah, what a great topic. Good idea, babe. Hey, we've got our fireworks shirts on today.
We do.
And this is in support of the upcoming week. And I want our listeners to know, if you're in the area, what do they need to do?
If you're in the area, our tent setup is tomorrow. So first of all, pray for our tent setup people, because it's a big day tomorrow. But on Saturday this week, the tent opens up. And so you can go get fireworks from Saturday until the 5th of July. And our tent is at Rock and Patriot here in Derby, just south of there, right next to Subway. And so it's the tent we've had for the last 3 or 4 years. And we would love for you to come see us at our tent.
Why do we do the fireworks tent?
We do the fireworks tent to help our kids go to youth camp. And so the kids are required to come help if they want the discount on camp. And it's a really big discount. And so it's really awesome. We have a great group of people at the church that God's just provided to help pull this off. And it's fun. It's fun to go out and work the tent. It's fun to just be a part of the community and sell fireworks. So come see us out there.
All right. If you're close to the area, we're in Derby, just south of Patriot, which is also 63rd Street, and Rock Road. We're right next to the Subway. And if you're looking for fireworks, we got all the big ones. Come see us. So, yep. All right. That's it for this side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Hey guys, this is Joplin Emberson, pastor at the Well Worship Center. Want to know where you can get free fireworks this 4th of July? We have the answer for you. The Well Worship Center is doing our annual Find the Bus event. And the whole week that our fireworks tent is up and running, we will have our church bus or van located in two different locations every day in Derby. Find one of them. Take a selfie with our bus or the van and post it to your Facebook page. Check in at the Well and tag 5 of your friends. Every day we have lucky winners who will get some free stuff at the fireworks tent and one grand prize basket full of fireworks at the end of the week. Anyone can enter to win, and so this is your chance to get free fireworks. If you're looking for fireworks,
come to our tent. We have all the big stuff, one of the largest tents in Derby. We've got everything you could need, and you will find our tent at 63rd and Rock Road. That's also, 63rd is known as Patriot in Derby. 63rd Street and Rock Road, just south of the subway. Come see us for all of your 4th of July needs.
Welcome back to the Joplin and Andrea podcast. We are ready for the second half of our show, and we have a question for you on the second half. But before we ask the question, we would just like to remind you as our listeners that if you have a question that you'd like us to answer on the show, you can submit those questions to joplinandandrea.com. And so be sure and submit those if you have a question. Joplin, today our question is... the lingering impact of COVID, the coronavirus, the lockdowns, the riots, how should we be responding to these times, and what should our attitude be about the future?
Well, I think that people are frustrated right now. Tired is a good word for it. And I would encourage our listeners to remember that often when we're tired, we make poor decisions. I would argue that a lot of the poor decisions we're seeing in the nation right now, the rioting, et cetera, is not just about the racial component, but it's people that were already just frustrated with the state of our country, the lockdowns, coronavirus, et cetera. And it does look like, you know, this thing is going to take some time. You know, even if there is a new normal, we're not there yet, and things are still lingering. And so my first answer to that question is, listen, we have to lift our eyes to heaven where our help comes from. It does not come from people. It does not come from nations. Our strength is the Lord, and we have got to look to Him, and Him alone is our source of strength. And we will find peace and joy and a sense of comfort nowhere else than in Christ. And so we must be extra focused, because it's very easy when you see the negativity going on to focus on that. So it takes some extra discipline right now for those of us who are the sons and daughters of God to be intentional about focusing on Jesus. That's the first thing that I tell people. Yeah. The next is just kind of practical. This isn't a super spiritual answer, but it's just practical truth that nations go through seasons. And what we're going through right now is bad, but it's just not as bad as some of the stuff we've been through before. I mean, people are talking civil war, but trust me, no matter what we go through, it's not going to be anything like the real civil war that this country has been through before. And I just say that because sometimes we are prone to think that it's the worst it's ever been. It's the worst it's ever been. It's just not. It's not the worst it's ever been. And it will eventually change. This is just life. And so hang on. Stay focused on your life. Stay focused on what you can do today in your life. And keep your eyes on the Lord. The last thing that I'll say that... you know, it's just my opinion. I guess I'm the one that gets to answer now. And there's some people are going to be disagreeing with me about this. But I just want to encourage our listeners to look at your life and be honest. Is it actually as bad as what the media is telling you? I mean, I look at ours. And has our life been impacted by all of this? Yes. But listen, we're still living. We still have food to eat. Mm-hmm. We still got a roof over our head when it rains. We still have each other. And most importantly, we still have God, and nobody can take that from us, right? What did Paul say in Romans 8? In essence, that he's convinced nothing can separate us from the love of God. So is it actually as bad as CNN says it is? Is it actually as bad as Facebook says and Fox News and ABC News and every single news organization that you turn on? Is your life actually that bad? Because mine's not. And quite frankly, neither are my neighbors or anybody else that I know. And so I think we have to be willing to be smart enough to determine what is true based upon what we actually see and what we actually experience and not what everyone else tells us is going on. And so in the meantime, hang on. Things will get better. Keep your eyes on Jesus. We're going to get through this. And I think that's what our attitude should be about it all.
That's right.
So, Andrea, what's next? What are we going to finish out with today?
All right. Next is, we got two things. We got rid of our dog, one of our dogs. And we've been married for 20 years.
Isn't that awesome?
This 4th of July. Yeah.
Sort of this 4th of July.
Oh, sort of. That's right.
We'll have to fill you in on that. We've sort of been married since the 4th of July. Just listen on. We'll give you the reasons for that. But first, we want to talk about our dogs. So you heard us a few weeks ago talking about the struggle with our dogs, and we got rid of one of them. And I don't even like using that word, got rid of it, because I didn't want to get rid of it, and I was actually really sad.
Yep.
But Andrea is really happy. Andrea, tell us about this new placement of our dog. Kavu was his name.
Yeah. Well, we did get rid of one of our dogs, and it actually worked out so great because everybody was like screeching their heels in the dirt to get rid of one of these dogs, even though they're like fighting to the death, and we got like blood everywhere because they're brothers and they're just not getting along.
But they did fight a lot.
Still,
that's true.
Nobody wanted to get rid of them. They just were like, you know, let's just deal with it.
Because we loved them.
And so my mind was like, nope, we need to get rid of one. And finally, God opened a door. And I say God because I don't think we would have got rid of one of them like for a long time without that. But it worked out so great. One of my very favorite people in the whole wide world ended up over here one day hearing us talking about us getting rid of a dog. And she was wanting one. So our friend Hannah has Kavu. And she is loving him and spoiling him and like, he's just got it so good over there. He's got luxury.
He does. He does have luxury over there. And I'm not going to lie, it makes me a little sad because me and Kavu were buddies. Was his guy. I personally put him in her car and he didn't even try to get out. I thought, well, I'll shut the door and that'll make him panic. I shut the door. He doesn't even put his paws up on the window like to give me a goodbye. He's like, yay, I'm going on a ride with Hannah. And then, he is so spoiled right now. Uh-huh. He gets treats all day long, free roam,
yep.
And he's like living the high life. Went to a ball game. Literally went to a ball game. And so he doesn't miss me. And that makes me a little bit sad, but I am happy he's having the high life and his brother is enjoying more free roam at the Emberson house.
He is. Yeah.
And he's liking it. So this looks like it's turned out to be a good thing for all parties involved.
My gosh, Mom did know.
Mom knew what she was talking about. Who would have thought? Once again, Andrea knew what was best. So let's move on from that and let's talk about a huge milestone here in a couple weeks. You and I celebrate our 20-year anniversary.
That's right, yeah. 20 years on July 4th-ish.
July 4th-ish. So, listen, we got married straight out of high school. A lot of people don't know this. Andrea and I were actually engaged while she was a senior in high school. She graduated in the middle or end of May as graduations happen. And then July 4th, we got married, like 6 weeks after she graduated high school. And I was 20, she was 19, or that's about right, 20 and 19. Yeah. And we were just young. We didn't know any different. And so we've got our wedding rehearsal. We chose July 4th because we thought no matter what, we'll at least always have the day off.
Mm-hmm.
Something to celebrate, fireworks, you know. It's really a great anniversary date. Well, we are at the rehearsal dinner, July 3rd, and my pastor, who I mentioned earlier in this podcast, Zane Brooks, and I are sitting at the same table, and he says to me, you got your license, don't you? And I'm thinking, well, of course I've got my license. I mean, I thought he was just like playing the dad role, the father role, like because we were going to be going on our honeymoon the next day. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't I have my license? And he says, your marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was joking with me. If you know Zane, he is kind of a jokester. Turns out he wasn't joking. And you have to have a license to get married. I had no idea. And so we kind of panic a little bit. Turns out legally we can't get married in the state of Kansas, sort of. And so, but we've already got all these people coming to our wedding. And so we have this talk with our pastor and just decide we're going to get married anyways, regardless of what Kansas says. And then we'll get, the paperwork done when we get home.
That's right.
And you can't backdate paperwork. So we got married July 4th, went on our honeymoon, came back, filed for our marriage license. And according to Kansas, we're married like July 14th or 17th, something around that time. But Kansas is wrong. We were married on July 4th and it has been an incredible 20 years. And I'm excited to celebrate 20 years.
20 years. Time's flown.
We've been together over half of our lives.
Yep.
And Andrea still looks great. You'd never believe she's been married for 20 years. She's old enough to have been married for that long.
Oh, that's nice.
We were in on vacation the other day, and she was out with our daughters, and somebody said, "Are you guys all sisters?" And that's how she looks.
No, they were just trying to get points, I'm sure.
she's trust me, she looks like a sister to our daughter. She's beautiful. Hun, it's been good being married to you. And I hope the next 20 years is even better than the first, if that is possible, because it's been good.
You got to share a fun little story, so I thought maybe I'd share a fun little
little
story, too. And I'm not sure what we're going to do this year for our anniversary, but we're going to have to make plans and figure out what we're going to do. But last year, I worked two firework tents, or I oversaw two firework tents, and it was time to go celebrate and do something for our anniversary. So we went to dinner, and the first place that we chose to go eat was shut down. So we had to pick somewhere else. And then we decided to go see a movie afterwards. And I was so tired, I actually fell asleep during the movie on our anniversary date.
This is true.
It is true. And I've never fell asleep in a movie before, but it was just
she fell asleep in the first 15 minutes.
And I took two phone calls because it was pouring down rain and one of our tents fell. And anyway, so it's just memories. It's fun memories. And anyway, I thought
fun. That was not a fun memory.
With our listeners. It is now.
It is now. I didn't know. Yeah. So that memory became fun. Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is a new
it is
fun
funny.
Memory. Awesome.
I've never fell asleep, and so I don't think you were real impressed at the time, but
I don't think I was. I didn't even forgot all about it, babe. Totally forgot about this until you brought it back up. So,
so I brought it up today because I kind of thought it was funny now, a year later.
Okay. Hey, guys, next week we have got a super great show lined out for you. We are going to be interviewing an active duty military member who is a combat vet, been on several deployments, Derek White, and his wife, Kaylee, going to be joining us next week. And we are going to be interviewing them and sharing their story as we celebrate the 4th of July. And during the month of July, we're going to be kind of focusing on our military. And my guess is that we've got enough to talk about with this family that we might end up, it might be two or three podcasts to get through it all. But we're really pumped about that. So be sure to tune in next week on Friday for our first portion of the interview with Derek and Kaylee White. It's going to be a good time.
I'm really excited about that.
All right, that's all the time we've got for you today. Thanks for listening. God bless you all. Have a great weekend.